Hello, I'm Curtis Bowers, and this is Agenda Weekly. Thank you so much for joining me again this week. I really appreciate it. Hope you all are doing well, being productive, being organized, getting this new year started off in the right way. Today, I've got a special interview for you with Trevor Loudon, and I think you're going to really enjoy it. We're going to be talking about the communist infiltration and penetration of our government that started in the 30s, but even today, did you know today, 30 of our United States senators, 30 of them, 30%, he has documented in his new book, are connected to the Communist Party USA and their sister organizations. I mean, that's pretty sobering and stunning. You wonder why things are never going our direction, why they always stop anything that's good or pro-American. That's why. 30 of them are communistic and tied to communist groups. And so anyway, we're going to get into a lot of details about that. It's been a long road coming. They've been faithful for 100 years of penetrating and influencing and getting fellow travelers to join them in their efforts to take America down. But we're going to get into that. Those watching on all the different platforms, thank you so much for doing that. I hope you'll share this video. It will wake a lot of people up. It will help educate them to what is going on and how serious it is. The communist takeover of America is alive and well. Communism didn't die in 1989 when the Berlin Wall came down, as a lot are waking up to that fact now. But anyway, those who appreciate these videos we put out, I would encourage you to go to agendaweekly.com where you can subscribe there. It's $5 a month. That's all it is. But then you'll get all the resources we provide each week. A news brief of all the key things that happened that week, prayer and action items, and other videos and articles we think are important for you to know about. And your $5 a month is what allows us to continue to do that. And I really encourage you to go to agendaweekly.com. But thank you for joining me again this week. Trevor Loudon, thank you so much for joining me again today. I really appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Curtis. It's great to see you. You're looking well, I got to say.
Thank you. You're looking good too. I appreciate it. Those watching this, you might not know, but Trevor and I got to know each other 14 years ago. I was starting to really want to expose what was going on and how the communists have been just in a premeditated way marching through the institutions of our country for over 100 years, wanting to take us over, and the things they had done to succeed in that mission. And I came across Trevor and a lot of his work. He'd been doing that for decades. And we met in a hotel room in Seattle, Washington, and hit it right off. We talked for hours and hours and had so much fun just with a like passion for the same thing. But one of the things Trevor has spent his life doing, and I've tried to do too, is bring the historical perspective to today. Everyone wakes up and they look around. What's going on? What's going on? Everyone's been doing that. They're kind of late to the party of noticing this country has been changing dramatically, but through gradualism, but over a 100-year period. And when you see the history, when you see, oh, back in the 1930s, you know, FDR had hundreds of Soviet spies in his administration. When you know little nuggets like that, it helps you go, oh, this makes sense. I get it. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Trevor has a new book that comes in two volumes. We're going to get into that, exposing the enemies within Washington, D.C. and our country that are actively doing everything they can to finish the course and to take America down. But Trevor, the first thing I'd like you to talk about is the reality of the revolution. And what I mean by that is not the revolution that people fear. Oh, one day the communists are going to have a revolution here. But instead, talk for a minute about the revolution that is ongoing and currently happening and has been for a long time.
Well, that's right, Curtis. And I think people see all these disparate things going on. They see the border is wide open and nobody's doing anything. They see the American foreign policy is collapsing. The American military is being gutted before our eyes. The middle class is being squeezed. The LGBTQ movement is just creating mayhem in our schools with our kids. We have Black Lives Matter rioters running rampant on the streets, churches being closed down, economy being wrecked. And I think these are all these terrible things that are happening, but we've got to understand they are all connected and they're all part of the unfolding American socialist revolution or communist revolution. That's what we're in. It's been building for 100 years, as you say, Curtis, and now we're coming to the climax. And it's like people, it's like you got termites in your wall, and your wall looks great. Your wall looks fine. You're not worried about your wall, and one day you lean against it, and bang, it all collapses because those termites have been burrowing away for years. Well, the Marxists. Through the LGBTQ movement, the race movement, through the Democratic Party, through the unions, through the colleges, and now even the Bible colleges have rotted America to the point where it just takes one good push and this whole thing could collapse. That's where we are.
No, I know. And it's so sobering. And again, people watching this that are maybe have just awakened and maybe since Obama or after that in the last few years, again, almost every single movement that has been destructive in our country has been started by the Marxists, the communists in the last 100 years. I mean, it's that overwhelming. It's not like, well, some of these things, almost every single one. And so, because they're earnest, they're dead earnest about what they're trying to do, to take this over. Trevor, talk for a minute about the reality of two great books on this, people, if you want to dig in at a deeper level. M. Stanton Evan, his last book was called Stalin's Secret Agents. And then Diana West, she had a book called American Betrayal. But they went back to the 40s and the 30s and 40s and showed the penetration. Talk about the reality of how penetrated our country was back then. And the reason I want you to talk about this is then you tell me, after you talk about how serious it was, were they ever uprooted? Were they ever removed from all these positions when we learned, good night, the whole cabinet is communist? What happened?
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. See, we have to understand that the communist movement is an internationalist movement, and it has a goal of worldwide domination. It can never stop. It's like a cancer. It has to keep growing till it consumes its entire host. Well, the communists realized very early on that the number one impediment to the worldwide revolution was a free, constitutional, Christian America. That was the bulwark. That was the opposite of what they stood for, the strongest country in the world, the country that everybody looked to for leadership. They knew they couldn't take America from the outside, so they would have to do it from the inside. Now, remember, they had experience. Lenin took over Russia, a country of 140 million people, with 2,000 Bolsheviks. 2,000 people took over the whole country. And so, starting in the 1920s, they started infiltrating the colleges of America. They worked with the pre-existing socialist movement, converted many of those to Communist Party members. They got inside the mainstream churches. They got inside, especially in the New Deal in the Depression, they got inside all the big New Deal agencies set up by Franklin Roosevelt, the Works Progress Administration, these artist collectives that were set up. And from there, they actually infiltrated the top levels of the Roosevelt administration. Even Harry Dexter White, the head of the Treasury, Harry Hopkins, who was Roosevelt's chief advisor, was a Soviet agent. They had 400 of them. Alger Hiss, the man who wrote the Charter for the United Nations, was another one. So these communists, they socialized the American economy. They set up all these welfare programs, but they also set up the United Nations and the World Bank and these other international institutions that they tied America into. So America was paying for the spreading revolution all around the world, the American taxpayer. Now, there was some exposure of this in the 1950s with through the House Un-American Activities Committee, McCarthy, etc., J. Edgar Hoover in the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And those guys had their names blackened. You know, J. Edgar Hoover in most people's mind now was a cross-dresser, not a great anti-communist patriot. McCarthy is regarded as a demagogue and a drunk, you know, a man who risked his life to expose the huge threat going on. So the Communist Party newspaper invented the term McCarthyism. So anybody who talks about communism is a McCarthyist. And that's still, that power of that word still endures to this day. So, and then in the 70s, they had the Church hearings, which gutted the American intelligence agencies run by Frank Church, a total hardcore leftist. They purged the good guys out of the CIA. They turned the FBI from investigating communists to investigating people like me and you and patriots. And so, even though the Soviet Union supposedly collapsed in the 80s, communism rolled on in America, in the colleges, in the State Department, in the federal agencies, in the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party today is run by the Vietnam generation, you know, the people who supported the Viet Cong in the 60s, and they supported Fidel Castro and the Sandinistas. Well, they're now running the Democratic Party. They're running Hollywood. They're running big tech. They're running the unions, and they want their revolution before they die. So, one little analogy, you know, cancer's like a tumor. You've got a tumor in your body. You cut 90% of it out. You declare yourself cured. Then you stop all treatment for 10 years. What's your body going to look like after that? It's going to just explode. And that's what we did. We declared victory over communism. We walked away from the battlefield. You know, Reagan had done so much good, but he didn't get it all. And then it just metastasized right throughout. Now it's the dominant force in America.
That's right. No, it is. And people, here's the thing, as you study this history, you know, whether it was McCarthy or Whitaker Chambers or different people that came forward and said, we've got a problem here. Communists are in every level of government and they're working against us. But every time they did that, they were just destroyed and they were never uprooted. And one thing you learn very quickly when you study communism and the communist mindset is they are so committed to the cause, it's satanic. It's kind of hard to even comprehend how committed they are. And so, of course, those people in the 30s and 40s, hundreds of them throughout our government, who do you think they hired when they had
That's
opportunities?
right. It expands. This is how they take over a college or a university or a union. They get three or four people in the leadership, then they fire the people they don't like and hire the people they do like. That's how they take over a church. That's how they take over a movie studio. That's how
That's
they
right.
take over the Democratic Party. That's how they take over the State Department, the FBI. That's how they do it. It's a
That's right.
very old practice technique.
That's right. They're masters of that. I mean, that's why Harvard University, that was started 400 years ago just to train men to go share the gospel throughout the world, now is atheistic. That's how you have that transition. They
Completely.
work their way in because they realize this is a respected institution. We need it to be training, you know, comrades for our side. And that's what they did. But that's what's happened. So now, Trevor, I want you to talk about this for a second, because this is important for people to understand, is okay, these people, they penetrated 100 years ago with FDR's New Deal when the government doubled overnight and they're waiting in the wings to fill any position possible, agriculture, education, they don't care. You just get in there and start poisoning the well. So, and then a few people were bold enough to come forward. Hey, there's a problem here. My best friend is the, you know, main advisor to the president of the United States, like Alger S. Whitaker Chambers said. That's my best friend, and he is set on destroying this country. But of course, he wasn't removed. So they keep growing and growing in influence because they're hiring, they're pulling in fellow travelers and everything. And about 6 years ago, Trevor, we both heard something talked about that normally wasn't talked about in America because people would label you a conspiracy theorist. But we heard people, when Trump first got elected, going, is there a deep state or something going on here? Because the president of the United States is not even in charge. I mean, he can't have a private meeting without it being on the cover of the New York Times the next day. What's going on? And people started to talk about a deep state and understand the idea. There's something in Washington that's behind everything and it's more powerful than everything. But tell them, Trevor, what that really is.
Well, look, Diana West wrote another great book called Red Thread. And she looked at the backgrounds of all the people in the anti-Trump conspiracy, James Comey of the FBI, Brennan of the CIA, Nellie Orr in the State Department. And guess what? They all had communist connections. Some of them going historically back for generations in their families. Like Nellie Orr, she came from a Stalinist family. And so this is the point that Diana West made. And people should read the book Red Thread. What we call a deep state is communism. Most people don't connect the two, but the deep state, which we see wage war on President Trump, which totally disobeyed his instructions, which sabotaged him every single step of the way, then helped Joe Biden get elected, well, sort of selected, that's communist. So they control the CIA, they control the State Department, they control the FBI, they control the Justice Department, the Democratic Party, and some elements of the Republican Party. So yeah, the deep state is communist. That's a very critical point.
Yeah, no, it's if you just think they're leftists or they're Democrats that are more liberal than you are, you're going to miss the whole thing. It's enemies of our country that have purposely subverted our own government, our own tax dollars, everything to use them against us.
Yeah, because people got to realize, was people say, how could this happen? The FBI would stop them. Well, we've seen what the FBI is like these days. That's been compromised for years. There's no background checks or security clearances in the White House, in the Congress or the Senate at all. Now, do you think the enemies of America may know this? And do you think maybe they might exploit that weakness against them? They wouldn't be doing their job if they weren't, would they? And I'll say one thing here. If you were Xi Jinping, you're the head of China and you wanted to destroy America, which he does, would you want to risk a multi-billion-dollar trade war to bring America down, which might backfire on you? Would you want to risk a multi-trillion-dollar shooting war before you were ready? Or would you rather spend a couple of billion dollars buying up and compromising American congressmen and senators? What do you think would be a better use of your money and a safer bet?
That's right. No, and talk for a minute since you're right on that point there. And his book goes in detail all these things, which we'll talk more about in a second. But a lot of us understand, yeah, the Democratic parties they're rotten and they've been taken over by the communists and everything, which they have. But talk for a minute just briefly about Mitch McConnell and just the significance, the reality of who he is and why he always supported anything that would hurt our country and was against us.
Well, so, when he first started in the Senate, he was regarded as a reliable conservative. Now he does nothing but sabotage real conservatives, MAGA folk, whatever. He spent a whole bunch of money in the last election, money donated by Republicans to sabotage MAGA candidates, run primaries against them, and then he just worked with China Joe to do pass this massive omnibus bill, which will put the country over the edge as far as debt goes. Huge funding of the left, billions of dollars going to the left. He signed off on that because his wife, Mitch McConnell's wife, Elaine Chao, is her company, her she's Taiwanese, but her family makes all their money shipping and shipping Chinese goods and military material for the Chinese Communist Party. They've made hundreds of millions of dollars working for the Chinese Communist Party. Mitch McConnell will do nothing to push back against China, and everything he can to enable the Chinese in this country, which is why he hated Trump and sabotaged Trump every step of the way, because Trump was the first president since Reagan who actually stood up to the communists. The first one.
That's right. No, and talk about the reality of Mitch McConnell if he was going to go work for the post office or something like that. What would he find out real quick?
Well, that's right. People think, well, there's no way these people could get in government because they'd be checked out and they've got to get security clearances. No, they don't. There's no security clearances in the Senate or the Congress at all. None. None. Not a thing. You can work, you have to get a security clearance to work for the FBI, but not to oversee the FBI. You have to have a security clearance to work in the CIA, but not to be head of the House Intelligence Committee that oversees the FBI. You know, the head of the Homeland Security Committee, Benny Thompson of Mississippi, who oversees the Homeland Security, who's just been running this witch hunt, this January the 6th witch hunt, used to be involved, used to support the Republic of New Africa, a black power group that killed policemen. He was involved with the Communist Party USA, Communist Workers Party, Democratic Socialists of America, and he went to Cuba in 2000 and did a deal with Fidel Castro to give medical scholarships to 150 young Americans, most of them the sons and daughters of Communist Party members, to train in Cuba for 7 years and come back and spread revolution around this country. But he's the chairman of the, or he was until this last election, the chairman of the Homeland Security Committee. That's how deeply penetrated we are.
And it's and go into more the Democrats now, just a few of them that I've heard you talk about, just again to sober people up.
I'll give a couple of examples, and I profiled 30 serving senators in my books, you know, security risk senators. And I'll give you a couple. Dianne Feinstein, the senator from California, chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee for years, she invited seven Soviet journalists to Stanford University in 1955 when she was a college student. One of them was a top member of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union, one of the top propagandists in the Soviet Union, toured them all around Stanford. That was just fun. She worked with the Communist Party in the 60s, then right up to the 80s, when the communist the Soviet system fell back. She then supported the Chinese. She made great contacts with the mayor of Shanghai, leading top leaders. The top leader of the Chinese Communist Party would stay in his house. She got China into the World Trade Organization, which made China go from a fourth-rate power into a power that can now threaten America. She did that. And it was found she had a Chinese spy in her office for 20 years. And when that was discovered, she said, well, he was my driver. He was her office manager. He was getting Defense Department documents across his desk on a regular basis. But nothing was done. Zero. She's still in there. But, you know, here's another one. Tammy Baldwin from Wisconsin. Yeah, fairly low profile, but she got in power because Madison, Wisconsin, where she's from, was run for many years by Democratic Socialists of America, Marxists. And they held most of the positions on the city council and the county commission. And they leapfrogged her through a whole series of jobs until they got her in Congress and then the Senate. Now, she was for right back in the 90s, right till now, she was involved with a group in Madison called the Columbia Support Network. That is a network supporting the Colombian terrorists, Marxist terrorists in Colombia, the ones who make their money selling cocaine to American kids, the biggest suppliers of cocaine. She even brought one of the terrorist leaders to America and so showed him around Congress. He is now the president of Colombia. The communists have taken over. And she used her position in the Congress many times to try and get US military aid cut off to the Colombian government. That's how we destroyed Vietnam by withdrawing military aid. That's how we gave Afghanistan to China by withdrawing military aid at a critical time. And she was trying to do that to aid the communist revolution. The communist revolution in Colombia, the people selling drugs to American kids, and she's in the Senate. That's just two examples.
Yeah,
There's
no, it
28
just
more.
exactly. And his book goes into detail into those. It's an important resource, and we'll tell you how to get it in a second, but because it gives you the facts. So when you say, oh, there's some communists, where people hear that and they go, well, come on. But if you show them the facts and you learn them yourself, well, you realize, no, they're connected to actual communist parties, and they're working with these different Marxist groups, then all of a sudden it's much more powerful for people, and it helps people understand their actions then, because I think most Americans are
Well,
confused.
that's right. It makes sense. Oh, because all these bad things are happening in America, and it's just by accident, right? Well, if it was just by accident, wouldn't they make a mistake in our favor once in a while?
Yeah.
But like in Connecticut, they've got two senators and five congressmen. All of seven of them work with the Communist Party. The Communist Party controls Connecticut. Both of the senators in Georgia are hardcore Marxists. And one, like for instance, when John Ossoff, one of the senators, got elected, the first thing he did was got Joe Biden to appoint a man called Daniel Blackman to the head of the Environmental Protection Agency, covering the entire southeast of the United States. Daniel Blackman is a card-carrying Marxist. He's a member of Democratic Socialists of America. Ossoff and him campaigned together. So he just put a Marxist overseeing the EPA, which can wreck businesses across the entire southeast if they wish to.
That's right. No, and that's one of the things I covered in my first movie that you were in, is the meeting I went to in 1992, where they said, the communists said, the number one thing we can get behind to destroy the free enterprise markets and to take down the economy in America is the environmental movement. And we have to
Absolutely.
remember that. That's all that is a tool to destroy people's ability to provide for themselves, to be prosperous, and so that they'll be dependent on big government. And it's crazy. Another group I want you to talk about here. Over the last couple of years, many have awakened, which is wonderful, to the World Economic Forum. And they see their predictions, for 2030, you'll own nothing and be happy, and Klaus Schwab, and their different connections. But talk for a minute about how they fit nicely into this Marxist revolution worldwide to bring about world government.
Well, see, this is the thing. People, they think, well, they see this globalist movement, this crazy bug-eating, own nothing, Klaus Schwab, and then they see the communists like the Chinese, and they don't connect them. Well, here's the thing. In June this year, there was a meeting in Beijing organized by the youth wing of the Chinese Communist Party and Xi Jinping. And it was about celebrating 20, working towards 20, the 20 global 2030, the UN's 2030 agenda. So the whole meeting was about this. And all of the kids, this was a youth development conference, and all of the kids were from Communist Party USA, Communist Party of Britain, Communist Party of Sri Lanka, Communist Party of Australia, all communists. Now, the preliminary conference to set this up was organized by Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping. And the keynote speaker of the conference was Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum, the man who has a bust of Lenin in his office. You look at an interview in his office of Klaus Schwab, just Google it, Klaus Schwab, Lenin. And here's Klaus Schwab with a bust of Vladimir Lenin right behind him. Not Benjamin Franklin, not Abraham Lincoln, not even Franklin Roosevelt, Vladimir Ilyich Lenin, the founder of the Bolshevik Revolution. The World Economic Forum is a tool of the communists. It always has been, right from the word go.
That's
They
right.
brought in the so-called private-public partnerships, made them popular. That's just a way of bringing business into socialism.
Yeah, because they need a funding source, and that's their funding source for this thing. But I mean,
Yeah,
people.
the woke businesses, they give you all money, all the money to the left, and they'll milk them and milk them and milk them till there's nothing left. Then they'll discard them. But these businesses who think they're going to make money out of socialism are just delusional.
Yeah, no, but it's so important there, people. I know you're getting a lot of information here, but that Klaus Schwab, and I've seen that too in the interviews, having a bust of Vladimir Lenin
It's a bit
on
of a
it.
giveaway, isn't it?
No, I mean it's, but he's, it's like he's in your face. That's not even smart, but he wants you to know who he is. He is a communist to his bootstraps, and it's just, it's like they're mocking us because they know how stupid we are, how naive, how preoccupied with other things. And I know you listening to this are not that type. That's why you care about what's going on, but they know that's the average person. So they can put that back. They're a mass murdering thug communist. And they don't care. It's like a big joke to all their buddies. Like,
Well,
oh.
see, that's it. That's what drives these people. It's their egos, isn't it?
Yes.
They believe they're superior to us.
That's right.
Communism attracts psychopathic personalities
That's
who
right.
believe they are superior, they have no conscience, and their whole role in life is to boss us around.
That's
And
right.
if I put a bust of Lenin behind me, I'm basically laughing at you
Right.
as I destroy your life.
That's right. Just openly in your face. Okay, and there's more we could talk about that, but I'll have people get the book. And your other books too, and we'll talk about those. But okay, now quickly on talk about what is currently going on with the current Pope and his Marxist ties and what he is doing, what part he's playing in this setting up this world communism.
Well, the Pope is a man who used to hide communist literature for his friends, Marx's friends. He couldn't wait for the Communist Party newspaper to be delivered to his office each week. See, where he comes from is this. In the 1950s, no, early, no, late 1960s, rather, the KGB, Soviet KGB, came up with the idea of liberation theology. They were making no progress in Latin America because Latin America was so hardcore Catholic, very anti-communist. So they came up with liberation theology, and this would be Marxism, but they would put a Catholic veneer on it, like woke Christianity is in America. It's Marxism with a little bit of Christianity on top. And they spread this liberation theology through Latin America. The Pope, whereas a young man, went to one of the foundation conferences that were a spin-off of the original conference. He was there right from the start. So he's always been a communist. And he worked his way up. The Catholic Church has been taken over like most of the other mainstream churches. They get a few communist priests. One or two of them become bishops. Get a couple of cardinals in there. They get rid of the cardinals they don't like. They get more of those they do like. And it took them 60 or 70 years to get enough people in there to elect a Marxist pope. And now Pope Francis is getting more, appointing more of his friends to the College of Cardinals to make sure the next election goes his way as well when the next pope comes along. So the pope is working, is promoting globalism. Is promoting Chrislam, the sort of the tie-up with Islam. He's promoting socialism. He's condemning America. He's condemned Trump. Condemned. The guy is. Look, there's no difference between him and a street corner communist waving a red flag, except he's the Pope and has all the authority that goes with that. But he's as much of a communist as anybody you'll see leading a Black Lives Matter riot through the middle of Manhattan. He is as much of a communist. And all these Catholics are torn up right now because they want to respect the authority of the Pope, but they know he's a traitor. Just imagine the turmoil a lot of our friends are going through,
Yes, no, I know a bunch of Catholics in Texas specifically and other places, and they are just like they can't believe that the head of their church is a hardcore communist. Not, I mean, and he's doing everything he can to just demolish Bible doctrines and Bible principles and just turn his back on everything that, Catholicism, is supposed to stand for. And I'm not a Catholic, I'm a Christian, but anyway, it's sick to see that because he has a tremendous influence worldwide. And
Well, that's right. If you look at it, ultimately communism is satanic. It aims to destroy our churches, our families, and our civil governments, our civil institutions. All of those are godly institutions. And so wouldn't it make sense for the devil to get inside the church? Because that gives you money, it gives you respectability, it gives you influence, and you basically thumb your nose at God. Wouldn't that be where you'd want to
And that's exactly what's happening in our evangelical church too, as your
go?
movie Enemies Within the Church talks about. And that's another thing, people, is if you haven't seen that movie yet, Enemies Within the Church, you need to go, and we'll give you his website here at the end here, trevorlouden.com, but we'll put it up on the screen. You need to get a copy of that and get a copy of his new book. But before we wrap up with some details about how to do that, another group I want you to talk about quickly. We talked about the United Nations, and that has been Marxist from the beginning because Alger Hiss, FDR's right-hand man, was the one to set that up. And but talk about the World Health Organization, because now with this model of pandemics, where they saw in the last couple of years, we can make more progress with a pandemic than 20 years of working in every area possible.
Absolutely.
So we know another one will be forthcoming, as Bill Gates has already let us know, by 2025. But talk about what that organization's all about and why it will only have one goal, not people's health. It will be implementing world government by destroying those that are prosperous.
Well, there's a treaty looming in the next few days that's going to basically give the World Health Organization authority over civil governments all around the world. But here's the thing. I believe COVID was a biological weapon by the Chinese to wreck the US economy, destroy President Trump, destroy the US military budget, all of that, and get people conditioned to following orders. It achieved all of those things. But you'll notice that the states in America and the countries around the world that had the harshest lockdowns are all the ones with the most Chinese influence. You'll find the states in America, California, Washington, Hawaii, etc. That's where the Chinese control things. Same as Massachusetts, same as New York, same as Illinois, same as North Carolina. They had the worst lockdowns. So here's the thing. The head of the World Health Organization is Mr. Tedros, who is the former leader of Ethiopia's pro-Chinese Communist Party. He has just hired a woman called Susan Michie to head his advisory unit. She's a behavioral psychologist. She's done smoking cessation programs in China. She's attended psychological conferences in Cuba. She is a member of the Communist Party of Britain. She's communist royalty. And she was advising Boris Johnson, the conservative, when Britain introduced their lockdown program, and it wasn't enough for her. She was pushing the harshest possible lockdowns she could. That was her goal because she's working for the Chinese Communist Party, which wants to shut everybody down. And so now she's in the World Health Organization as one of the leaders of their advisory body on behavioral modification. So her job is to run the psychology of the program. How do you get the people scared? How do you get the people to respond the correct way? How do you dampen down any opposition? She is a top formal member of the Communist Party of Britain, as were her parents, British royalty, right at the top of the heap, now being put in place in the World Health Organization with a good buddy Tedros to make sure the next pandemic is even worse than this one.
That's right. Where they'll have total control of every country and tell you exactly what you have to do. So all the countries of the world, including America, will look more like red China. No, it's just,
Red China is the model.
yes.
That's the model for the future, for the whole planet. That's
Yes.
what they want for, but it won't be as nice as Red China is now. It'll be even worse
That's right.
because it'll be more like North Korea with American surveillance technology. But Red China is the enforcement wing. It's the model for where we're going.
Yes. And whether it was back in the 70s with David Rockefeller saying that's the model, or today Klaus Schwab going, that's the model,
Yeah,
that
Klaus
is
Schwab said
the,
that. He
that's
said,
right.
that's the country I admire most. Well, we should listen to these people when they tell us what they want to do.
That's exactly right. I had a whole episode on that once going, we have to listen to them because they really tell you what they're
Yeah.
going to do, and then they do it. We always talk a lot.
How is it a conspiracy theory when they tell you and they make videos about it? And then Klaus Schwab tells you he wants you to eat bugs. He tells you he wants you to own nothing. He tells you he wants you to put chips in your brain. But that's a conspiracy theory, right?
That's right. It's unbelievable. Okay, one last topic before we get to your book. And these are all covered in your book, but how does this help people understand how the communists control so many of our elected officials, most all the Democrats and many Republicans, how they do that, when they're not really necessarily all communists, especially some of the Republicans are not necessarily communists, but they go along with their agenda. How do they do that? What's the different tactics they
Yeah.
use to get control of them?
Well, it's MICE, MICE, money, ideology, compromise, and ego, right? So they get the Republicans through money and compromise and ego. Oh, Mitch McConnell, you're a wonderful man. We'll work with you. We'll make you very rich. As you just have to turn a blind eye when we pillage your economic system. So he would money and ego would appeal to him. Some it's compromise. You go on a business trip to China, you get caught doing something that you get filmed doing something you shouldn't have done, or your family's blackmailed. They threaten your family. They plant drugs in your bags or child pornography on your computer. They blackmail you. Or ideology. Now, most of the Democrats, it's through ideology. They believe in communism. So, yep, we're all on board. A bit of money helps as well. We don't mind some money too. But money and ideology gets the Democrats. Money, compromise, and ego gets the business people, the conservatives. I had a friend who's my lawyer in New Zealand, and great guy, conservative, and he said, last time I saw him, said, "Oh, the Chinese Communist Party really knows how to look after people." And I said, "What do you mean, Brian?" He said, "Oh, they just took me on a 7-day tour of the Yangtze River. I met all these Communist Party officials, and they treated me so well. They fed me brilliantly. It was just amazing." You know, so even a good conservative of that will get swayed by this stuff, and then they put some drugs in your baggage, compromise you, or they offer you a very tantalizing business deal. You know, how do so many of our congressmen earn salaries of $200,000 a year and leave Congress with a $15 million in the bank? How do they do that?
I know, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, or they feed them stock tips. You know, we look, buy this, buy that, sell this, sell that. Well, and that's a very easy way to bribe people or pay people.
That's
You
right.
give them information they can use to make money.
For
And then
years.
you can crash the company or whatever you want to do.
That's right. No. And so there's different ways, but for years, people I know that have been in Washington, D.C. and stuff, they say it's very common when a new congressman or a new senator comes, they will set them up in a compromising position, have some floozy come up like that she's really interested in them, and then get pictures and do things where they did things they normally don't do and they know they shouldn't do. And then they have them forever because they go,
Yeah.
if you do anything against what we say, these pictures will be on the front page of papers. We'll
Yeah.
send them to your wife and your family. And a lot of these people are the ones that were pro-family or whatever, and they.
Well,
It's just.
That's right, and that just gets them in a real bind. We're all weak, we're all fallible. I heard a story of two congressmen from a western state, both really good conservatives. They were both having affairs. They were both blackmailed. They'll say, if you don't start towing the line, your wives are going to get the pictures. So one of them towed the line. The other one went to his wife, confessed everything, apologized, made right, and is still a good conservative. So even when you fall, if you're honest, you can still claw your way out of it. But the best thing is not to fall in the first place,
Of
obviously.
course, but they know how to try to weaken you, have you serve you something to drink and do whatever, so you're whatever. But that's how evil these people are. They want to destroy and control everything. So now, Trevor, in wrapping up here, just tell us a little more about your books, Volume 1, Volume 2, what they cover. Give us an overview, and then we'll get into getting people to come get
Sure.
those.
Well, see, the thing that I want to get across to people is this. A lot of people say, Loudon, give us some hope. Give us some hope. Say something positive. Well, look. It's not that we want hope, it's that we do God's will and that we face reality. Because facing reality takes courage. Where do you get your courage from? It's a proof of faith. Facing reality is a proof of faith. So I'm putting these books out there, very hardcore stuff, to show people the actual reality. So we stop living in la la land. We stop thinking it's all going to be right with the next election. Yes, we've done some good things brewing. There's a lot of people waking up, absolutely. But the quicker we all face reality is the quicker we get out of this mess. If you're in business and it's going under, if you just ignore the credit card, you ignore the bills, and you don't know where you are, you're never going to get out of it. When you sit down and confront the harsh realities and see what's in the debit, what's in the credit, how much you're in debt, then you can start to make progress. So each book has 50 profiles, 15 currently serving US senators, details their ties to the Chinese Communist Party, the American Communist Movement. Some of them are involved with the Islamist movement. Some of them are involved in the globalist stuff, some in all of the above. And these are people you see on TV every night, like Chuck Schumer, like Raphael Warnock, like Kyrsten Sinema, who is as communist as you can get, even though she's now Mitch McConnell's best friend. So it's about facing reality. See, the new Congress has come in and they've just kicked off Ilhan Omar and Eric Swalwell and Adam Schiff off committees. Well, they should, because they know their dirty backgrounds. Well, these books are designed so the public and the Senate and their fellow senators will know who they're dealing with, so they can kick them off committees too. So they're allowed no power, so they can't use their evil influence against us. So it's designed so Americans can face the reality of the situation, actually get a real picture of who the traitors are. And there's a whole history around each person. There's a whole background that it's not just the person, it's the background and the movement that brought them to power. And so communism has many denominations in America, many different branches, and they all these communist senators represent different branches. So if you want to win a war, you got to know your enemy.
That's
And
right.
these books will show you how the enemy works and show you the background of people that you see on TV every single night.
That's right. No, and people, it covers 30 of our 100 senators that have communist ties. 30 of them. And there's other ones
I
that are
could have
different.
had more.
No.
There's more than that, but these are the
I
most
know, that's what's
obvious.
amazing. I mean, here's 30 with crystal clear connections to enemies of our country. And so you need to get this, see if yours are on the list. And if so, you need to work to remove them from office and spread this material, spread this video. If you have friends that don't get the big picture, this is a great video. We covered some of the history and then we got into this. And then all of you need to go to trevorloudon.com and get his book. And if you haven't got the books, you need to get also Enemies Within the Church, his DVD. It's a documentary professionally done on what's going on inside the church. All Trevor does for a living is research. Why? To find out what's going on to wake us up so we will be aware of the enemies within and we'll be able to stand against them. But he doesn't ha has no one funding him. Our side doesn't have any funding. Their side, if he was working for the other side, George Soros would be happy to write him a $1 million check every year and make sure his research staff was all there. It's Trevor working hard by himself, but he has done incredible work since the 80s in exposing the Marxism that is not only in America, but throughout the world taking root. So I want you to go to trevorlouden.com and in support of him, get either the books, the videos, or both. And then once you read them, share them. If you really like one of them in particular, go back and get extra copies of it and share them. It's something you can do right where you are when you go, I don't have much influence. You can have influence with these materials because once you learn them, you'll be able to educate others and you'll be able to share these with others. And it's the way God does things to change the world. It's grassroots, it's people influencing others. They understand the times, and so they share it with their neighbor, and then their neighbor shares it with somebody else. So I really want to encourage you in this. It's important that we stand behind each other and we support each other. Like all of you that are a subscriber to agendaweekly.com, I so appreciate that. I couldn't do this without you. So you have a part in this. However many thousands of people watch this on the internet and the podcast, you're part of that. You're the one that funded that. So, but I want you to support my friend and patriot, Trevor Loudon, because every extra bit of funds that comes into him helps him be able to take the trips to go to the research libraries and do the work that needs to be done so we can see clearly the state of affairs in America. I appreciate you, Trevor, very much. I'm thankful for
Yep.
you. And
Well, can I just add a little something to
yes,
this,
absolutely.
Curtis? Look, I know your dad was very instrumental in getting John Stormer to write his very famous book, None Dare Call It Treason. Your dad had a big role in that. That book sold 6 million copies and sparked the Reagan Revolution. A couple of guys collaborating sparked a whole political revolution. We wouldn't be here, I don't think, as a country. So we got to think that same way, don't we? Going forward, we
Yes.
got to get the word out there. We can save this country for our kids, but we
Yes.
got to do keep that proven formula going.
That's right. And just it's just being faithful right where you are. You might go, oh, I only have two friends. Well, make sure you influence those two friends because you don't know if one of those friends might be someone that does something big or whatever. But it's just faithfulness. We need God's help regardless. But he throughout history has been more likely to step in and help when he sees people being faithful, to stand for the truth with courage, to speak the truth, and to be unashamed of the biblical principles that made America the greatest country in the history of the world. And so, anyway, Trevor, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Curtis, and regards to your wonderful family, and I hope no doubt we'll catch up again soon.
Thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed that interview. There were so many good nuggets of truth and facts in there that hopefully added to your understanding of what's happened to our country. One thing we didn't quite finish talking about that I was planning on is it's so interesting to me. If you look back at the Yalta Conference, that was the conference with Winston Churchill, FDR, and Joseph Stalin, where they decided here's what's going to happen to Europe and the world after World War II. Here's how things are going to be divided up. Here's how, what's going to happen to the different people that have been displaced, and on and on. At that meeting, those three leaders were there, and one other man, Alger Hiss, who we've talked about, who was a Soviet spy. And it makes me laugh to think while they're in the meeting there, Stalin knows that's his agent, that's the advisor to the president of the United States. I'm sure he thought, these people are idiots. I just, it's shocking. But that's how corrupted we have been for so long. That's why it's collapsing. It is a communist international movement to take us down. And anyway, I hope you enjoy that. Our verse for this week is 1 Peter 3:12. Here it is. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. God hates these people. He knows they have what's coming to them, so he's not concerned about justice being administered or whatever. It will be. Every evil deed that has been done will be adequately punished in the lake of fire. But the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. Just remember that. If you're a Christian and you're doing your best to follow him and speak truth and live the truth, he's watching, and his ears are open unto their prayers. He's listening. Don't forget that. We need to pray more and worry less, because God Almighty, the Creator, is listening and he cares. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil, and we're supposed to stand against them too. The fear of the Lord is to hate what is evil, and that's our job. I appreciate you. Hope you have a great week. And until next week, God bless you.